phone saying, again, it's good to be seen. It's good to be seen. Let's start at the 28th verse. The 28th verse. Amen. Let's start at the 28th verse of 1 Samuel chapter 17. Amen. But when you get some time, read it. Amen. Read it. You know, it's a familiar story about David and Goliath. Amen. But just hear a few things in my spirit. Amen. That I believe we need to hear on today. 28th verse. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see us the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when David's words were heard, which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. Let's just read that 37th verse together. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. Be sanctified in our hearts that we might live and grow through the word of God. As you're taking your seat, amen, just look at the person closest to you and say, neighbor, don't sell yourself short. Come on, that's what I want to talk about for a few moments this morning. Look at somebody else. Say, don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. Father, help us in this place so that we don't hear from a man, but God, that we hear directly from you. Speak to us for a little while in this place, oh God. Speak to our minds. Speak to our psyche, oh God. Speak to our spirit, oh God. Speak to us in the middle of whatever situations we are going through, Father. And I bless you right now. I give you praise, oh God, for what you're going to do, oh God. Make us ready, oh God, for your word, oh God. Make us ready to hear what you have to say to us. Make us ready, oh God, to do what we need to do to get to the next level, oh God. And I bless you in this place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, one more time, say it with me. Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. I just want to encourage some of us on today, amen, that we've got to make sure that we have the right mindset when it comes to ourselves. We've got to have the right thinking when it comes to who we are in God and what God is going to do to us, through us, and for us. You come on, say it to somebody. You've got to think right about you. You've got to think right about you. And how many will tell the truth? It's not always easy. It's not always easy to see yourself in the best light. It's not always easy to give yourself the nod. It's not always easy to hold yourself in high esteem. Come on, because all of us, we've got some things in our closet. All of us, we've got some shortcomings. All of us, we've got some things that we're struggling with. Amen. But even in the midst of your struggling, you've got to know that God is on your side. Can you put your hand on yourself and say, God is on my side? Come on, God is on. I'm not going to take a long time, y'all. Come on and go with me. God is on my side. And so it's important that you learn to speak into your own life. It's important that you learn to speak into your own spirit. It's important that you learn to speak into your own destiny. How many mothers do we have? How many mothers do we have? And not only mothers, but how many fathers? How many fathers? How many of you, when you were bearing children, when you were carrying children in your womb, how many of you, you spoke to the baby while they were still inside your stomach? Come on, let me see your hands. Come on. How many, how many, how many? Come on. How many that if you're not a mother or a parent, but when your mother was pregnant, you spoke to the baby even before they come out. They came out. Why? Because speaking is important. You've got to speak life. You've got to speak, amen, what you want your child to be. You've got to speak what you want your children and your grand to be. You've got to speak life. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, you've got to speak life. You've got to speak life. Some people get mad at me when I talk about how we got to be careful how we talk to our kids and to our children, because you don't understand the power of your voice. You don't understand the power of your tongue. You don't understand the power of influence that you have with the words that come out of your mouth. If you constantly speaking negative down to them, then chances are that they're going to have to fight even harder to be great. Anybody had people speak negative over your life? Anybody had people speak of things that were not right over your life? Anybody had somebody speak to you and they didn't see the goodness, they didn't see the greatness? All they saw was your mistakes and your shortcomings and all your failures. But I've come to share with somebody today that regardless of what people have said about you, or regardless of what people have said to you, you got to stand up in God and don't sell yourself short. I know it's early, but shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor, don't do it to yourself. Don't do it. Come on, shake somebody's hand. Say, don't do it to yourself. I know there's people that are betting on your failure. I know there's people that are having odds, good God Almighty, that you won't make it, that you won't succeed, that you won't be successful. But if anybody else, if nobody believes in you, you've got to believe in your own self. You've got to believe in the God that you say you serve. You've got to believe in the God that you say you love. You've got to believe in the God that is able to pick you up and to turn you around. You've got to believe in the God that is able to fix your situation, that's able to fix your circumstances. And even if he doesn't do it in the moment, God will fix you while you're in the middle of a storm. Is there anybody that's going through a storm right now? Is there anybody that's going through some tough situations right now? Is there anybody that's battling some things right now? And where you are right now doesn't look like what God has spoken over your life. That's why you got to always speak positive, even if things aren't looking like they're going in your favor. Because what some people will do, they will use what you're going through to try to manipulate you, to keep you in the same box, to try to keep you in the same space. Because if I can make you feel bad about yourself, then I can have you subservient to me. There's some folk that you've got to look at them and you've got to tell them, neighbor, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you know about me. I don't care what you heard about me. I don't care what you've seen me go through. I'm not going to let you manipulate me and control me to think that you are great enough to control my future. You don't have my future in your hands. You don't have my destiny in your hands. You don't have where I'm going in your hands. I dare you to throw your hands up and say, God is the author and the finisher of my faith. So I'm not going to let people continue to dictate how they feel I'm going to make it. Come on, whisper to somebody again. Say, neighbor, don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. People will try to stunt your growth. People will try to use things in your past to hold strings over your head. People will try, Brother Stephen, to use things they know about you to try to keep you from stepping out on faith. I don't care what you know about me. Everything is not a lie. Some things are true. Come on, anybody know some of the things they said about you are true? Anybody know you made some mistakes? Come on. Anybody know you've been? Come on, I don't want to talk to the perfect people today. I need to talk to some real folk up in here that though you dressed up, though you smelling good, though you looking good, you got some stuff in your life that you're not too proud of. I'm going to put up both of my hands. I'm not proud of everything I've done. I'm not proud of every place that I've been. I'm not proud of who I might have hooked up with. I'm not proud of all the decisions that I've made. But I'm so glad that what I've done in my past does not stop me from getting to greater in God.
side, I wouldn't survive. I wouldn't have made it through what I've made it through. I wouldn't have been able to come out. I wouldn't have been able to get this far if it had not been for the Lord on my side. So you got to understand that David, as I try to get closer to this text, and David, like some of us, David, Roxanne, was not the preferred one. David was not Minister Wilson, the main choice. David was an afterthought. David was overlooked. David was even ignored. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about today? Anybody have people in your family that ignore you? Anybody have people in your proximity that look past you? Anybody have people that take you for granted? Come on, you can go back to even when the Sam the prophet had told his daddy that he was going to anoint one of his children king. They didn't even bring David. They left David out in the field because they said there's no way that this could be the one that God was going to anoint to be the king over Israel. Is there anybody up in here? You got some folk in your life. You got some folk in your past. You got some folk in your history that they didn't expect you to amount to be anything much. There's some folk even right up in here that still don't think you got anything worth living for. There's some folk even right in the church. Y'all don't like my preaching up in here today. There's some folk that you'll take communion with. There's some folk that have a title. There's some folk that will get in the pulpit. But because their vision is messed up, they don't see what God is doing in your life. They're looking at the circumstances. They're not looking at the goal that's beneath all of the dirt and all of the ashes and all of the hurt. I need to throw your hands up and say, God, I don't care what people don't see in me. I'm not going to sell myself short. If you're on my side, then I'm going to rise up from my circumstances. David was not preferred, Sister Charlotte. David wasn't the main choice. And if you look, as you read the text, that's why I said I want you to read that whole chapter. I need you to read up on David. I don't have time to read all the scriptures, but his own family, his own father, nobody gave him the right props. Nobody pushed him like they should. Nobody thought that God was going to come on. Somebody, you've got to hear this today. I know I'm on point. I know I'm on target. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you are in life right now. Everybody has had somebody to misjudge us. Everybody's had somebody to try to minimize us. Everybody has had somebody that will look you up and down and size you up and not give you the benefit of the doubt. Can I put both of my hands up? Y'all sitting there too cute. I guess I'm going to have to go ahead on and preach to myself. Even now, after pastoring 13 years, Sister Joan, even now, after God bringing me 30 years in the preaching ministry, there's still some folk that don't think too much about Pastor Crenshaw. There's still some folk that don't think I deserve to be on the level where I am. There's still some folk that don't think that God should have advanced me the way he's advanced me. But that's all right. When God is the one that lifts you up, it don't matter what people say. God will lift you up in the front of people that don't like you. God will raise you up in the front of people that are trying to scheme. God will lift you up. Come on, jump back to me, y'all. You ain't got to take back room deals. You ain't got to lay down with nobody to get ahead. You ain't got to steal. You ain't got to shut your job. You ain't got to do all of that. And it might seem like it's taking longer than other people, but if you wait on God's time, if you let God lift you up, then nobody can take you down. If you let God anoint you, if you let God appoint you, if you let God elevate you, elevation doesn't come from man. Elevation comes from God. Give somebody a high five. Say, neighbor, let God do it. Don't let people push you up. Because if people push you up, people can take you down. People can pull the rug from under your feet. But when God lifts you up, ain't nothing the devil in hell can do. I need you to clap your hands and say, God, do it for me. Say it again to somebody. Don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. David, all of his life, he did not fit in. Is there anybody in here that knows what it feels like to not fit in? Is there anybody in here who knows what it feels like to not always be the one that everybody wants around? Come on, y'all. Anybody ever wonder, God, why did you make me like this? Why does it seem like I'm different? Why does it seem like I'm not like everybody else? I'm going to take it a step further. Has anybody ever looked and you said, man, I wish I could fit in more? Have you ever tried to do stuff to fit in so that people would be more accepting of you? Come on, to be in certain cliques. Come on, we ain't gonna raise our hand because we don't want nobody to know that. Come on, you know you did some stuff for him to like you more. You know you did some stuff for her to try to get with you. Come on, but I'm here to tell you that you gotta be careful trying to please God. Pick people, amen. Excuse evening. People are fickle. People will be nice one day, and the next day they'll be mean. And then a junkyard dog. Come on, folk will sit up in your car. They'll eat your food in your house. But the next day they'll be talking about you to your best friend. Come on, you gotta stop going through the motions trying to please people and learn how to please God. Is there anybody up in here that says, God, help me to be about pleasing you? If I get to pleasing you right, then folk will fall in line. And if they don't fall in line, then see ya, I gotta go. Because I got to be what God has called me to be. Clap your hands up in here. Say, God, don't let me be distracted. Like they sang that song. Don't let me get off course. Don't let me be deterred. Don't let me get so unfocused on the... Don't let me focus more on the naysayers than I do on what you have spoken over my life. Good God Almighty, could it be that God has caused you to be different? Could it be that God has picked you out to be picked on? I often look at my life and I often sometimes look back and wonder how come I wasn't like the lot of truth that I grew up with. And then how come I didn't get to experience some of the things that they experienced? How come I didn't get to go? And how come I didn't get to do? And how y'all looking at me like that? Can I testify while I run through this here? And then sometimes God will say that you can't look back over your life and say you didn't get to do that. I never got to go and experience Freaknik. God didn't let me get to do y'all looking at me like y'all don't know what Freaknik is. I know they don't call it Freaknik no more, but that's what they used to go. Y'all look, Brother Presley, what you know about Freaknik, Brother Presley? You clapping your hands and smiling too much up here. I haven't been to Miami yet. I haven't been to some of these places where I could just go and let go and just have fun like y'all have had fun. And sometimes I say, God, why can't I do some of the stuff? Why, when I was coming up, did you not let me engage in some of the other things? And God will say, listen, it might have seemed like I was causing you harm, but really what I was doing, I had to bring you to a place so that when I put you on the platform, you'll be able to relate to folk, but folk will also have a different kind of respect for you because you come on, y'all looking at me like that. Sometimes you got to look back over your life and you got to thank God for what he didn't allow you to get into, what he didn't allow you to do. It looks like you might have missed fun, but you ain't really missed fun. If you would have did some of those other things, you might not be anointed as you are right now. Give your neighbor a high five. Say, neighbor, however God brought you up, you got to be grateful for what he allowed you to experience and what he didn't allow. Y'all ain't clapping enough. Anybody can stand up and say, God, I thank you for my past. My past has made me who I am. Some things are not pretty. Everything is not nice and glossy. But God, I thank you for bringing me to this point right. Clap those hands and bless him. I hope I'm making some sense up in here. Look at your neighbor and say, help, is he making any sense? Is he making any sense? So I have to get to the place, Minister Wilson, where I stop worrying about fitting in with everybody and I stop worrying about being and get to the place where I'm comfortable being with who I am. How many can say you're comfortable with who God is making you? Come on. And I don't want you to just raise your hand just to say it, but you got to get to the place where you're comfortable with who God is making you. I told you, I may not have a pastor 2,000 people, and I've got to be alright with that, because though I might not pastor 2,000 people in church, good God Almighty, God will connect me to 2,000 hearts and 2,000 spirits, so that I still have enough impact that I can touch folks like y'all don't like that kind of preaching in here. You always got to take another look. You got to look at it from God's point of view, and when God is doing something, you got to go with the flow, because if you go against God, you're going to mess it up. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't mess up God's plan for your life. Let me say this, because I think we miss it. David was more anointed in his spirit than he was in his circumstances.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again because I need y'all to hear this. David was more anointed in his spirit than he was in his circumstances. There are times, Deacon Anderson, when your anointing doesn't seem to fit your circumstances.
Right.
Can anybody hear what I'm saying? Can anybody hear what I'm saying? There are times, Mama G, when you feel like, I know God is on my life, but though God's hand is on my life, what I'm experiencing, Sister Vanessa, it might not seem like God's hand is on my life. Let me make it a little bit plainer. I've been sharing with you how I'm dealing with the situation at my apartment when I gotta be fighting water when there's heavy rain, and if I'm not there fighting with the pumps, the water will get inside the apartment. And then all that mildew and stuff will be in there. Good God Almighty. And I got to say, God, I thank you. Because though I'm battling a few inches, when I can look on at Hawaii and they're dealing with almost having up to 4 feet of water, I got to say, God, yes, it's unpleasant, but I got to bless you in the middle of it. But I was talking with one of my minister friends, and I was sharing with them. And see, and this is where we got to get it, Roxanne, because many times when we go through, we don't want to share it, because I've testified before, how this don't make sense. How can I be so anointed but still be dealing with certain problems? How can I be anointed but still have to go home and fight mosquitoes because there's water? Come on, y'all. How can I go home and have to deal with conditions like that, but yet still God will use me to encourage and to inspire somebody? And if you look at it through the natural, you'll say, this don't make no sense. God, you got to do something about my circumstances. And so my minister friend said to me this past week, she said, you know, you're living beneath your anointing. Good God Almighty. She said, you're living beneath your anointing. Now, I didn't know how to receive that at first. I knew she wasn't trying to diss me or put me down. This is someone that cares about Pastor Crenshaw, and they want the best for Pastor Crenshaw, like many of you do. And so when you hear me talk about this, your heart hurts, your spirit grieves, because you say, Pastor, you shouldn't live, you shouldn't have to go through that. And she said, you're living beneath your anointing. Good God Almighty. Can I ask this question? Is there anybody other than me that if you think about it, it seems like you're living beneath your anointing? You know God's hand is on your life. You know you got the favor of God on your life. But yet and still, if folk look at your circumstances, it won't seem that God's hand is on your life. If folk look at what you're going through, it won't seem like God's hand is on your life. If folk look at what you're dealing with, it won't seem like God's favor on your life. I say it all the time. I can never understand why folk would be jealous of me. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no nice fancy car. I'm late getting here today because I got to deal with the car overheating, and you got to pull over and try to put some fluid, and I'm going to have to go to the shop tomorrow. But I said, God, I got to get here today because I got to get this rod out. Good God Almighty. And I would say, my God, why is it that I've got to deal with car trouble over and over and over again, when here I am, your son. Here I am, your servant. Here I am, going to bless the people in the public life, but in the private life, everything is not going well. God says, listen, look at David's example. David was anointed, but his circumstances didn't seem to fit his anointing. Just because you got stuff going on in your life, it doesn't mean that God's hand is not on your life. And so whatever you're going through, God told me to tell you today, don't sell yourself short. I don't care what it looks like in the natural. God says, I'm taking you somewhere, and you,
come on,
y'all sitting there looking too cute. Can you go shake somebody's hand? Say, neighbor, don't worry about your circumstances now. God has still anointed you, and God is going to bring you out. God is going to bring, y'all ain't getting up. Y'all going to make me work harder by myself. Can you shake somebody's hand? Encourage them. Say, neighbor, your circumstances don't dictate whether or not you're anointed. Circumstances can be messed up, but God's hand can still be on your life. Preaching hard up in this place. I hope y'all are getting it. Yeah, your circumstances don't determine whether or not you are anointed. Tell somebody, don't sell yourself short. Come on, tell somebody, don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short. God led me to the scripture about David. It's a familiar text because David always had people speaking against him, his family. Come on, then the king. Come on, the king said, you're not able to go and fight against this Goliath. And then not only the king, but then Goliath, when he saw him, even Goliath looked at him and dissed him and said, they have sent me a little boy, and I'm paraphrasing, what's wrong with them? They out their mind. Don't they know who I've slayed? Don't they know how big and strong I am? Let me talk to you about Goliath for a minute. Goliath, Goliath, Minister Wilson, I was doing some studying, and T.D. Jakes said it this way. Jakes said that Goliath doesn't represent your problem. Goliath represents your promise. We got to look at it a different way. He said, Goliath doesn't represent your problem. Your problem. He said, David's problem wasn't Goliath. David's problem was Saul. Saul is the one that he had to fight with for a long time. Goliath, this was a short time thing, so that wasn't his problem. Goliath was the promise of God. Goliath represented the pathway for David to get to the next level in God. What are you trying to say, Pastor Crenshaw? You got to understand that when you got a great problem, in your way, when you got a great situation, when you got something great that you're dealing with, whether it's an abuse, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's living arrangements, whether it's financial arrangements, whether it's a broken heart, whether it's being misused, whether you got folk everywhere on the left and the right telling you that you're not going to be anything, your greatest problem, what you think is a problem, you got to switch that and say, maybe it's not my problem. Once I overcome this, once I get past this, God is going to take me to the next level in my spiritual walk. God is going to take me to the next level in my ministry. God is going to take me to the next dimension. Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all ain't getting it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to get through Goliath. You got to overcome Goliath. You got to get through that door. Goliath is the pathway for God breaking you out in ministry. And how many believe that you're about to break out? How many believe that you're about to break free? You've been struggling. You've been going through. You've been hurting. You've been trying to make ends meet. Once you get through this hurdle, God says, I'm going to open the door, and I'm going to make your enemy your footstool. I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. I'm going to put you above and not beneath. I'm going to make you the lender and not the borrower. I dare you to clap your hands and say, Goliath is my pathway to my next level. I'm getting ready to let this go, y'all. Because when I was studying that thing blew my mind, Deacon Ledesma, that I've got to stop looking at my problems as something that's hindering me. And I've got to look at them as something that's going to propel me to the next level of ministry. Hear me, Greater Tab. Hear me, those that might be visiting. What is the hardest thing that you're facing right now? What is the greatest obstacle that's in your way? What is it? What is it? Come on, come on. I need you to get that thing on your mind. Who is your Goliath today? What is the name of your Goliath? Come on. For some, it could be a husband. For some, it could be a wife. For some, it could be a girlfriend, a boyfriend. Come on. For some, it could be that debt. Come on. For some, it could be sickness in your body. But I need you to get whatever Goliath is in your life. And I need you to understand that God didn't put Goliath there to kill you. God put Goliath there for you to kill Goliath. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm about to kill Goliath. Come on. Come on. Say, tell him, come on. Tell your neighbor, I'm about to kill the giant thing in my life. I'm about to kill the hard thing in my life. God is going to give me the strength to overcome this demon, this devil, this obstacle. God is going to give me the power to overcome what's been trying to suppress me, what's been trying to hold me back, to hold me down. God is going to mount up something strong in me that I'm greater than what I'm facing. Look at somebody again and say, neighbor, you're greater than what you're facing. You're greater than your circumstance. You're greater than the alcohol. You're greater than the weed. You're greater than whatever is binding you. You're greater than that situation. I need y'all to stand up on your feet. But I got to stop here because y'all ain't going with me. Shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor, you're greater, you're greater, you're greater, you're greater. Come on, you're greater, you're greater, you're greater. Stop selling yourself short. Stop selling yourself short. Stop believing the negative press. Stop believing the bad vibes. Stop taking in all that bad energy. Stop taking in what they're saying about you and who they're saying you are and who you're never going to be and how you're never going to amount to nothing and how they know your past and they know where you've been and what you did and who you've been with. Oh, you do? God bless you. I'm so glad you know. So when you see me up on top, I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, baby, how you like me now? You remember when I was how many times you can't believe in God and not believe in yourself. Hear me, y'all. You can't believe in God and not believe in yourself. What you believe in God for? If you believe in God, you don't think God can strengthen you. You don't think God can empower you. You don't think God can deliver you. You don't think God can take you through what you're going through. David had to face negativity all his life. He was anointed, but he wasn't the favorite son. He was powerful, but he never had people on his side. Good God Almighty. Anybody here, you know what it feels like to not have people on your side? Come on, y'all, talk back to me. Anybody here know what it is to feel that friction coming from family and friends and folk that you thought would push you, but rather than push you, they're trying to pull you down. Rather than hold you up, they're rather trying to pull a chair from behind you and let you fall. You got to stop depending on people and depend on the God on the inside of you. Every head bow, every eye closed. Told you I wasn't going to take long today. Just came to try to encourage somebody. Stop selling yourself short. Stop speaking negativity over your own life. Stop speaking death and damnation. If God wanted you to die, you'd have been dead already. Some of y'all know that's the truth. Some of y'all, you know, come on, the half ain't even been told. If you was to tell this story, if I was to give you this mic, some of us could get up here and say stuff that will blow people's mind. They would look and say, how are you still living? It ain't your smarts. Ain't your good looks. As good as your hands is, your hands won't even help you now, because now they shooting folk like flies. Come on. So it ain't you, it's God. So if God still has you here, you got to understand there's purpose to your life. You got to understand that your destiny has not yet been fulfilled. Thank you, Jesus. Come to break that spirit of not believing in you. I know that's not good English, but I just need y'all to hear me. Come to break that spirit of not believing in yourself. That low self-esteem. That lack of confidence. Good God Almighty, that's what another preacher told me just about a month ago. He said, Crenshaw, your ministry don't look like other folks' ministry. She said, but what I need you to do, I need you to be confident in who God has called you to be. She said, other folk can't walk where you walk. They can't talk like you talk. They can't connect like you connect. God has given you something to connect to the hearts of people. Everybody ain't going to like it. Everybody ain't going to be with it. She said, but you got to be confident. Passing that word on to each and every one of you here under the sound of my voice. And when y'all tell folk about the word on today, you gotta get your confidence up. Good God Almighty, can you put your hands on yourself? Come on, your head is still bowed. Come on, can you put your hands on yourself? I know I'm in the right place. I know I got the right crowd. I know I got the right people. Was to sit and talk to some of you. Stuff you haven't told me, but the Lord has shown. You've let people break your confidence. You've let people break your spirit. You're doing a good job of trying to hold it together. But if the truth be told, you're still hurting. You're still struggling. Sometimes you're walking, but you don't even know how you're walking. It's almost like, and I'm not saying you're addicted to no drug, but you know how I talk about the folk that are addicts, but they're functional. They're able to get up and go to work, but they still got habits. Said it a few weeks. Don't get so good at hiding your pain. Don't get too good at covering it up.
You're going to fix it. You got to face it. If you're going to overcome it, you got to put it on the table. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Our problem is we bring them, but then we take them right back. We don't get the deliverance that we need. We don't get the breakthrough that we need. We don't get the strength that we need. I'm not just talking about coming here and getting an emotional uplift. I'm not coming here and talking about you just getting a kickstart that you're feeling good for the moment, but you head right back out of here and your mind snaps back into that same place. No, I need you to break that curse. Break the cycle. God has better things for me. Say it out of your mouth. Come on. God has better things for me. God has better days ahead. My future, Pastor says it all the time, my future really is brighter than my past. You got to believe it. You got to speak it. You got to prophesy over your own life. Prophesy over your own heart. You gotta prophesy over your own circumstances. Thank God for the prophet. I believe in prophecy. But I believe you also gotta be able to speak into your own life. God will give you a word for you. How many believe that today? God will give you a word for you. God will give you a word for you. God will give you a word for you. David was just a young boy, and though everybody was against him, David knew what God had did for him. David knew how God gave him the strength to defeat the lion and to defeat the bear. David knew it. David was a worshiper. David had a private, personal relationship with God. And if you're not going to sell yourself short, you got to build up your relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus. If you got any strength, can you lift your hands all over this place?